Kyle, what a wonderful show that was. Truly one of my favorites this year. Can I be honest? I feel like we hit it out of the park. Do you not? Do you not?
You said I suck to end the show.
No, I didn't. I did. I whispered it, but like that's what I'm gonna, like, I'm gonna cut it out. You know? I would never mean it. It's what happens when I'm competitive.
So next week, because you're gonna forget about this, next week I'm gonna start the show by whispering you suck and see how that feels. Huh? Let's start the show off with some hatred. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I feel like is gonna happen? There's going to be like an Injustice League, but just like people that hate me. So it's you, it's Sean, it's Luke. It's people that I've hurt in the past, like some people in high school.
I will have taken the Infinity Stones from you and snap you away myself.
There you go. There you go.
And then I'll die because that's what happens.
Oh, Kyle, there was something you said you were going to keep for the post-show.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Also, you don't suck, by the way. You're great.
No, I know. Thank you. I'm playing it up. So the reason behind Andrew House's snail mail going bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had this dream. It was either daydream or real dream of because Greg Miller is coming on our show at some point.
Humble.
And I dreamed that happened. And we were doing the show, or after the show, he was like, or no, not after the show, before the show, he was like, oh, how come you guys haven't covered, like, how come we can't talk Returnal or Ratchet & Clank or Horizon or whatever? Uh-huh. And oh, we're like, oh, PlayStation, you know, they don't give us games early for us to play. We're not big enough yet.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, that's ridiculous. And then we start the show and we get to the point in the show where Joe says how he steals Andrew House's mail, and Andrew House hasn't been a part of PlayStation in a very long time. Yeah. And Greg goes, oh, that's why. And then I was like, okay, we gotta change the name. And then I thought of the name Sony Pony, and instantly I was like, wait, the Pony Express was a thing. I'll just put them together. Sony Pony Express.
There you go.
And now apparently it's a system of tunnels that goes into space. And then,
tubes.
Excuse me. Yeah. Tubes.
I was going to say, I think I meant to say transatlantic passage. But I fucked that up because I was thinking on the fly.
Tubes.
I was thinking of tubes and intersecting tubes. Because I also thought, like, Elon Musk, the way he's like, we're going to travel in tubes in the future, some shit like that. I'm like, Elon, you crazy son of a bitch.
Eon.
Real talk, I'm going to name my first kid Egon. So yeah, that's what I thought. And honestly, I love that idea because it plays up to like the Sony Pony trope, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, and honestly, goodness, I love this week's show, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
It was real good. Gang, I would like to know, let us know in the comment section, let us know on Twitter, DMs, whatever. Do you like us putting what you've been playing towards the end of the show? I actually do right now, because I like how the past two shows have been giving us like a warm-up question, and I feel like that gets us our juices flowing, our creative juices flowing. You talk about the news, we get this flash news going on, we get what you've been playing. Now the Sony Pony Express. I feel like it's a good rounded show at this point. You know? Yeah. But here's another question for you, Kyle. And here's where the after show really gets crazy in our thinking here. Kyle, this is not planned because your reaction is going to sell me on this. What if we did another show?
Oh, gosh.
But wait for it.
Okay.
A Patreon exclusive show.
Uh-huh.
We talk about the MCU on the after show every single after show. What if, because, you know, we got WandaVision, we got our own opinions about it. What if starting with, we could do WandaVision if you want, but what if, like, starting, like, Falcon Winter Soldier, we do, like, every Monday so, like, people have, like, a weekend to watch it. We just, like, talk about each episode.
I'd be fine with that, as long as it's, like, yeah. I mean, yeah. We could talk logistics later, but like, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Because I feel like that's like, I mean, because these episodes are only 30 minutes long. Couldn't be the longest episodes in the world. So I think it'd be like, hey, sure. You got 30 minutes here? Yeah, I got 30 minutes there.
All right.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
We can make like a bronze, thing to get more incentive of the bronze membership and get more, content for the peoples. I feel like this is a win-win. I feel like
what if you're in the bronze, you're in the bronze tier
and you're DC
you get to
fan?
Watch it with us.
Oh, like a watch along
on Ciner.
On Ciner?
Because that's what
we got to talk about. We got to talk about the logistics of this, but that sounds cool.
Do we? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Because I know you do. So, like, real talk. Because, like, I watch with the Disney Plus stuff, like Mando. I watch it on
at
Friday mornings.
At 3 a.m.?
No, I'm not that crazy. I was about to say. I'm like 8 or 9 with my brother, and we're just watching it. And then, like, I'll watch it again when I'm more, I didn't just wake up type of thing.
Got it.
Yeah. I feel like it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then, do you have HBO Max?
I do.
Why not we do it with a Snyder Cut? I got all these ideas, Kyle. I got this big brain here. Constantly churning.
I think as part of 6-1 Indie, we're doing a community night with Snyder Cut.
Okay.
But if we want to use that to talk about it that week, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's fucking 4 hours long, though, Joe.
Dude. Here's the thing that I love the most. We have this good friend, Luke Boy. He loves the Snyder Cut or whatever. Zack Snyder praises him like a god. And I say, Zack Snyder, overrated. Like, that's just my opinion on Zack Snyder and the DCEU. But I'm willing to give this movie a shot because it's free and I like to be entertained. It's not to say, like, all DC movies are bad. It's just, like, they're not my jazz, Like, whatever. Like, I was always more of a Marvel kid to begin with. Mm-hmm. So, like, the thing is, this guy loves DC. Loves a good Batman. I don't even like it that much. And I'm going to watch it first. And I'm going to let him know about it. Because he'll be at work. And I'll just be like, hey, guess what I watched? Watching it right now. I have thoughts. Oh, so many thoughts. I can't believe so-and-so happened. He'd be like, what? Stop. Don't tell me. I gotta be off the grid. And I get to just poke him at
DC. Oh, Luke, I'm sorry.
I'm a real bad friend. I hope I get that point across. But yeah. Where are you at with the Snyders? You think he's overrated? I don't know.
I really dig the Dawn of the Dead remake.
Mm.
Even though it is a product of its time. It is a little cringy when you look at it now. 300 is what I thought was mind-blowing when I first watched it. Haven't watched it since and don't plan on it, really.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, it looks cool. Watchmen I saw in theaters. I didn't see the director's cut. And what I just had a... I didn't read the comic. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's on my long list of things to read, but I just remember sitting there with a girl on a quasi date in college, and we were laughing at Dr. Manhattan's blue penis when it popped on screen, and that's all I remember from that movie, honestly.
Okay.
And then what came after Watchmen was that Man of Steel.
Yes,
I dig Man of Steel. I
Same
like Man
here.
Of Steel a whole lot.
I do too.
That might be my favorite Zack Snyder film.
Same.
And I didn't hate Batman v Superman. Didn't hate it. I know you don't, but whatever. I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And Justice League, I don't remember anything. So I'm excited for the Snyder Cut. But
I feel like here's the moment of redemption. Now prove it. That's my like where I'm at. It's like, okay, you really think this is your vision. And technically, with this, you get to complete it. So show me what you're at. Yeah. Show me, and now knowing that like the beast is unleashed, like financially, and this is a 4-hour fucking godfather of a movie.
I mean, I feel really, really fucking bad for Ray Fisher,
Cyborg,
because of everything that happened with Fuckface. What's his name?
Josh Whedon.
Josh Whedon. Everything that happened with him when he took over, and the him fighting against the studio for one, for them to acknowledge what happened to him, mm-hmm. and be like, listen, this can't happen, and try to make it a better workplace in the future, to them just like taking him out of the Flash sequel, which is fucking awful. And I feel awful for Ray Fisher, because for what he was given and what we've seen, I dug Cyborg in Justice League. I thought it was cool. Hopefully we get way more in the Snyder Cut, which I'm hoping we are. But yeah, I mean, it certainly was a superhero movie. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Suicide Squad. Thoughts.
Do you really want me to give my thoughts on Suicide Squad?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
I'm looking up the Zack Snyder movies in case I forgot one. Oh, I missed. Hold on. He directed the Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole?
What the fuck is that?
It's an animated owl movie. Holy shit. I didn't know he did that.
Zack Snyder. That's
crazy. But he also directed Sucker Punch, and Sucker Punch is completely forgettable.
That's what I've heard as well.
I just remember the all-female casts are extremely attractive. That's all I remember. What was your question? Suicide Squad. Haunting of Hill House.
Yes. Yeah, we were thinking of Sucker Punch for all the wrong reasons. What's your thoughts on it?
Kind of dug Suicide Squad when I saw it in theaters.
Okay, same.
It's on my list to watch the Ultimate Edition, just to see if it adds anything worthwhile to it. But I completely, 100% agree with everyone's hate towards it. I get it. I'm very easy when it comes to movies. You let me escape reality for a little bit, I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah, same. He directed a My Chemical Romance short.
I know he did.
Which, actually, they make perfect sense together. Real talk. I feel like aesthetically they would jive.
He did a lot. Like ZZ Top, Rod Stewart, Morrissey. That's where it looks like he got his start in directing, at least.
Yeah, I'm not a big Zack Snyder.
Hanukkah, A Magical Time of Year video short he directed in 2019.
This is the one thing with the owls. Okay. Like I know you mentioned owls. That's why I was like, I gotta look at this thing, because this is the thing I've always like. It's a picture I see everywhere. I'm like, what is the fuck is this movie about?
I think he's directing the Army of the Dead remake, or show on Netflix. I don't know. That's weird.
Honestly, that I would dig that. Okay, so through the Zack Snyder pantheon of films, I'm only digging his Return of the Dead, whatever. Let me see.
Man of Steel
and Dawn of the Dead remake, because I did dig that. And Ty Burrell's in it, and he's a dick in it, which is hilarious, because he's like such a sweet guy on Modern Family.
I remember years later watching Modern Family, I was like, wait a second, I know that guy. I'm not supposed to like that guy. What happened?
Oh, God. Clive Bigsby. I love that show so much.
It's so good.
I don't have... Did you finish that one? Did you finish?
The whole show?
Yeah.
I'm like two seasons behind. I think. Same. I stopped.
I don't think I have the heart to finish it.
There are just some I don't want to... I'm not ready for the feels.
I hate when they all say goodbye. Like, I hate when they all go their separate ways. That sucks. I'm on the I'm on the last episode of Shit Creek, and I don't know if I can do it.
That's something I need to watch.
Because I'm like, oh, these are hard questions that we all have to confront, and I don't feel like confronting them right now.
I mean, that's kind of how I felt, because there was a time where I watched How I Met Your Mother every year, a complete watch of that show from start to finish once a year. Mm-hmm. And every single time when, like, Marshall's dad died, it destroyed me. And there are moments in that show that destroy me.
Yep.
I haven't seen it in a while, but...
That episode hits where I live, because you get to that age where you're like, oh, my parents are getting old. Oh, shit, I gotta be nice to them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That episode always brings me to that. Oh, my goodness gracious. But yeah, okay, so we're gonna make an MCU show. I already got the name of it. It's the entertainment room.
How original.
We walk across the hall. We're in the trophy room. Now we're in the entertainment room. You know? And there you go. There's a projector in the background. Popcorn to the left, soda to your right.
I got some formulating.
Okay.
As far as naming conventions go.
Here's the thing. You would definitely be Captain America. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. That's a huge compliment. I thank you.
Who would I be?
Not looks-wise, but value-wise, hell yeah.
If you were Chris Evans, Kyle, your bones would have been jumped a long time ago. My goodness.
Who would you be?
Yeah.
Let's see. Honestly, you'd be Iron Man because you're quips.
I'm quippy, but I'm not smart.
What?
I'm not smart. Oh.
So then if I said Spider-Man, you would have said no too, because Peter is pretty smart. You know what? You're Star-Lord. You're fucking Star-Lord.
Yep. There you go.
That is 100% you.
Fuck, what's that? What's the line? Who do I serve? What do you want me to say, Jesus? I'm 110% Star-Lord. Goodness gracious.
My favorite Star-Lord stuff is in Endgame. When Thor is on the ship, he's like, I am not mocking you. You're doing it. You're using his voice. No, I am not. This is my regular voice.
I love how he just feels so, like, emasculated. Yeah, inadequate. There you go. That's better with him. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait for Love and Thunder. That is going to be so fucking good.
It looks like it's just going to be Guardians.
Yes, and that's the only reason why I'm concerned. I like Guardians a lot. Don't get me wrong. But, like, Taika knows what to do. I trust him.
Absolutely.
With my life. That said, that's been the Trophy Room After Show. We've made another show inside of a show. Inside of a show. That's been Inception. Fantastic. Yeah. With all that said, with all that out of the way, I love you all so very much. We love you all very much. Thank you for supporting us the way you do. All that said, with all that out of the way, keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation. Love y'all.
Bye-bye.
Love you too, Kyle.
Love you. Yeah.